Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From radioinfo.com.au. It's Tuesday, the 5th of May. Hi there, I'm Brad Smart with your morning briefing. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. Tom Malone over at Nine Radio seems to be cleaning out legacies from the previous regime. Macquarie's syndication deal with Croc Media has been cancelled. The deal was for Croc Media to supply sports content to Macquarie Sports, but also gave them the right to market the network's programming and sell advertising. I know that many regional networks were very upset with the arrangement because it increased the cost of the shows considerably. Malone says that the winding up of the deal will give Nine more control over the commercialization of its content. Meanwhile, Croc Media itself is continuing to grow its own program distribution. On Friday, they settled with SCA, taking over the Bunbury AM station Spirit 621 AM. This station is now expected to take the Centrac program that Croc Media's been rolling out around the country. Recently, 6:57 a.m. in Perth was launched, joining 1377 Melbourne, 1575 Wollongong, 801 Gosford, 96.9 FM in Ingham, and 99.1 in Atherton. Centrac's also slated to open in Brisbane on 1053 and on 1620 on the Gold Coast in September. The DRM Consortium has delivered a two-part webinar highlighting the technology's benefits in times of crisis and disasters. DRM is a wide-area digital radio system and in many ways an alternative to DAB+, which we use here in Australia. Over 300 participants from countries needing wide-area coverage, including India, Indonesia and the Sudan, took part in the webinars. The ABC's already suggested to ACMA that DRM could be used in regional Australia. Well, where to now when we start to reopen and businesses start getting back to normal over the next couple of months? That's the question that international sales guru Pat Bryson is asking in her article, Anatomy of a Crisis. You want to have a read of it on the website. Well, Spotify's message to radio is pretty blunt and arrogant. They say everything linear dies. CEO Barry McCarthy says it's a 20-year trend in which on-demand wins, even though this hasn't proven to be the case during the COVID-19 shutdown. Meanwhile, Spotify has revised their 2020 earnings forecast and is expecting reduced revenue of around $500 million. Well, you know what they say, a billion here, a billion there. Pretty soon it adds up to some real money. For all the details on these stories, check out the website at radioinfo.com.au.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.